And welcome to Season 10, Episode 2 of Swimming with the Fish. We are here. It is the beginning of January. This is Crutch. I'm here once again with the Chief and the Goon. Cold, blustery week is now warming up a little bit, and we're going to have some fun tonight. We've got a couple of interesting topics. A little depressing news, though, so we'll get to that in the middle. First and foremost, greetings, Chief and Goon. How are you both tonight?
Well, I'm good. It's too cold for me to work on the car and too expensive for Hurricane to hire it out.
Oh.
So I got to do a lot of nothing over the weekend.
Oh, that's not good.
I don't know.
I finished painting.
Oh, you did. You got all of your your gables done?
I did.
And no falling?
And no falling.
No falling. That's awesome.
The Clark Gable, the Coil Gable, all of them?
Even Anne of Green Gable.
Nice. Very nice. You did paint the green, right?
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
You didn't paint them green, though, right?
No.
Oh.
It is chocolate brown.
Of nice. Course it is.
Oh. Wow. You know,
you said
I like chocolate, don't you?
We're just a couple minutes in, and it has already started.
And he promised me he'd try to do better.
What is wrong with chocolate? What do you guys have against chocolate?
Nothing. The insinuation, though.
I cannot help what you're insinuating.
Why would it be a?
I like chocolate.
Well, you were inferring, so.
I wasn't inferring or insinuating everything. How do you? What are you, a psychic? You know my brain.
That's why I'm asking. I said, why would it be? Of course.
Because chocolate's awesome.
For a person who doesn't taste things, why would chocolate be awesome?
Well, couldn't you be doing it for other people? Isn't that giving? Isn't it a wonderful thing to give to other people?
Isn't that what all the protesters have been doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just going to stretch this out. That's
going to do it for other people.
I was told by the latest AI. It's a special AI called Chad GPT. And
my God, he found a racist AI.
Oh gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been having some fun ahead of the show with AI, and it's frightening and hilarious what you can do nowadays. I'll tell you right now.
I think you should tell them, because if we could manufacture this without getting sued, it'd be in our store and we'd sell out right away.
You know what? I will just include a picture. I will include the picture. I happen to say we were talking about those inflatable tube guys that you find out in front of stores that are having sales and all that.
And I didn't know what they were called.
Right. And I went and looked it up, and it turns out they're called inflatable tube men. Who knew? Great descriptive name. And we made the observation that they kind of move a lot like Governor Walz of Minnesota. So I went to one of my favorite AIs called Gemini, and I said, can you draw an inflatable tube man using Minnesota's governor's Tim Walz face? And it did. It did a remarkably good job. It did a terrifyingly good job. And it even added in features I didn't ask for, which I appreciated wholeheartedly. And
made it even better.
Which it did. It so did. Yes. So now every time I think of the governor of Minnesota, I will be seeing this image in my head. And you too can see it by going to our website and checking out the link for this week's show. Because it will be in the stack of stuff.
And he has publicly called himself a doofus. So he wouldn't mind seeing one of these, like if we took it and set it up right across from his house.
Well, you know, the fun
words were knucklehead.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it a knucklehead? I apologize, Governor. I got confused with my terms of endearment.
Many have described him as being full of hot air, so this is perfect, you know.
I could not have asked for a better rendition. Could not have.
Thank you very much. It's we're here
to have a photo right now of the streets.
It's bad up there. Yeah.
For the love of God, Minnesota, could you be normal just once for a little while? The rest of us are tired of it.
Oh.
No, I knew it would be over when someone who I thought did a good job, Jesse Ventura, decided he was going to open his mouth and state just how much he didn't know about the situation.
Oh my God, what did he say?
He said, it's great watching people stand up to tyranny. And then the tyranny that he mentioned, well, as you know, or maybe you don't know, there are two camps to the libertarian. There are no such thing as borders. And then there's the government has one function. And,
right.
And he states that there are no such thing as borders and the government only has one function.
That's not going to work.
He's the 1-800 crack for kids, you know, CRAK, crack for kids.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I was like, bro, you're in your late 70s. Don't ruin the image. The last thing, well, it's too late for that, but the default right. image people had.
So I'm beginning to see that this problem has existed in Minnesota for a while.
It's not just there. Everywhere is starting to get it. One of the things that I'm wondering. So if you have not figured it out,
mm-hmm.
and the current administration has also not figured it out,
mm-hmm.
there are many streams of slush fund revenue. They took away USAID. They took away Department of Education. They're taking
away. They took away Learing Centers.
Yeah. So, there was a statement put out today, like, just how many of these revenue streams exist, because they are now looking into how these activists are able to like mobilize just about immediately.
And amazing how they all have the same signs, living thousands of miles away and all.
Well, I
mean, I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Someone who was not part of the movement decided to videotape something that they shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
And they got to see a person in a U-Haul truck out of state bags giving vests and materials.
Wow.
And that is how this happens.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they were protesting in town when I, on Sunday, when
oh, really?
I came back from the gas station. Yeah.
You were good, boy. You didn't mock them or taunt them or anything, right?
Sure. We can go with that.
I just told you I heard. They tend to, you know, be very violent.
You know, if they touch the Goonmobile, then all bets are off.
It's so
leave me alone, I'll leave them alone. That seems fair.
That does seem fair.
Did I bother recycle Karen Chief before she bothered me?
The look you gave may have been what started everything. I don't know. You had to look down on her because she was a midget, but it was, you know, beside her.
I was just channeling Al Bundy.
Yeah. See, I wish you had said, you know, you need to put that. And it's like, look, I only have half a tank of gas. Getting around you is going to be.
It's really, I move around you, lady, but my car has only got half a tank of gas.
Oh my gosh.
The cops may have laughed that were behind her. They looked like they would appreciate a statement like that. Yeah. And from the looks of it, no one had, I do not understand why people are not encouraged. This is a new thing that I saw on Fat Privilege and the Degrees of Fatness.
Degrees of fat privilege, or there's degrees of fatness and you only get the privilege of a certain.
Well, I know Fluffy's got degrees of fatness.
it only affects women. Large men were excluded from this. If you are 1 to 2 XL, you are small fat and you have the most privilege. If you are 2 to 4 XL, you are medium fat, and that is when your privileges start getting taken away.
Really?
And then any 5X and above, you're considered big fat, and instead of accountability, you are the most judged. So, and it was 4 fat women and 1 guy, and the only reason I know this is because fat woman number 1 said, "What rating of fat am I?" How these guys kept their composure from laughing, because anyone says that in my face and I'm rolling on the floor.
I'm not going to be able to stop myself. It's not going to happen.
I would know better than to answer this question, but go ahead.
Yeah, so that is what started it. And the woman was speaking in a serious tone. Mm-hmm. After she started doing all that, I turned the video off because I could not. That is when my headache started. Oh, let me just put it like that. And it hasn't let up since.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild on the streets.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're all laughing today, because I wasn't laughing last night.
Well, before you go into the depths of your despair, do we want to congratulate your relative?
Oh, yeah, that actually was okay. So yesterday had his highs and lows. My niece is now officially an ensign in the United States Navy. She took her oath of office yesterday at the United States Naval Academy in beautiful downtown Annapolis, Maryland. And we were all there and took lots of pictures. And no, I won't be posting any of those pictures because none of your dang business. But she looked lovely. And the procedure was officiated by a close family friend who became an admiral last year, got his first star last year. And he gave a very nice speech about the history of the building we were in and the very famous people who had also taken their oaths of office in there. And my niece is Filipino, as is the admiral, and how this is a point of a lot of pride in the Filipino community. Very, very huge Navy presence in the Filipino community. And it was pretty cool. I hadn't been back to the academy for 10, 15 years. And so it was nice to go back. Had to take my belt off at the security station to enter the place. And that got awkward because, pants are not quite fitting. And,
See, I don't know why that happens to you. Last time I went to the academy, they let me right through with a smile. My whole car. Nobody got searched.
You're in your car.
Yeah,
he failed his charisma check.
Wait a minute. You went through the pedestrian gate, didn't you?
I had to. We weren't allowed to bring our car through.
Why not? You have a CAC card, don't you?
Why would that matter?
That lets you into any base. And you can ask them if there's public parking available that day, and they'll tell you at the gate.
I was not aware of that.
What happens when you fail charisma?
Well,
yeah, because I went in and said, I understand that this will get me in. Yes, sir. You and your party are cleared. Where can I park? And he pointed to a building. He asked me for the event that I was going to, not a football game. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, anywhere around that large building. He goes, there's plenty of space. He goes, it's a perfectly safe environment. You'll be fine.
Huh.
And just follow all the people.
We are not going to allow. I'm going to have to swear the number one fan to secrecy. because we can absolutely positively not let my wife know that this was the case, because we had to park in a lot and pay and then walk about a block and a half to get to the pedestrian entrance.
Yeah, welcome to Maryland.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm feeling yours. Thank
you. I'm sorry. I didn't know that you didn't know that.
Nope. Crutch fails again.
You just have to make sure that everybody in your car has a photo ID in case they ask for it. But they usually don't if one of you has a cat.
We did
car.
Because we knew we'd have to go through the gate, you know, the right. pedestrian gate. So.
Right. And you used your driver's license, didn't you? You didn't even use your CAC.
I didn't. No.
You wouldn't have been taking your belt off if you had.
Yeah. I kept my pants on. Well, that's awesome.
Or, you know, violated. You know, all those things wouldn't have happened.
I wasn't violated. Isn't it?
Come over here behind a tree, sir.
Is this what it takes to get in? Okay. It's like, no. That's just wrong. Why are you guys going this way?
Okay. Now we can go to the sad part.
So first, just a moment. I'm going to talk a tiny bit of sports. And Mr. Browning, just hold your ears closed for about 10. So I was watching football, and football kind of sucked last night. So I was swiping around the channels. Okay. And I stopped off on the Globin Golds. I mean the Golden Globes. And
the popcorn manufacturer's Golden Bucket Awards.
Exactly. Yet another award ceremony that is that time of the year. Everybody is shaking their own hands. What caught my interest was the fact that the Golden Globules now have a category for podcasts. How exciting! I said. We did not win.
Oh.
A lady who used to be on Saturday Night Live won. And she has a podcast. And I said, well, maybe we can apply for it next year, you know. So I went and got the rules. Now, these are the rules published for 2025. I'm assuming they probably won't change too much for 2026. And so, for example, you have to have original content. Check mark.
Oh, got that. Okay, we're good.
You have to have, here, let me make sure I get the page.
You don't have to plan the content beforehand, do you?
No, you don't.
Okay, then we're good.
Right. It can be narrative, scripted, unscripted, which is kind of us, hybrid. It can be educational or informative. I don't know why it can't be both, but okay.
I would say that we're scripted, but we never follow it. So.
Well, yeah, there's that, right. News or current affairs, which we do. Entertainment, pop culture, which we do, right? Must consist primarily of original content. Repackaged or rebroadcast content does not count. You have to
record
at least 6 episodes between January and September.
Oh, well, we have...
I went and checked.
We would have, what, like 41 or so?
Well, if you want to know the exact number, let's see. I can look at it here. Let's see. Last year, between, what was I said? Did I say
January? September.
Between January and September, we had, let's see, 4. Oh, there we go. There we go. So you see them all. Okay. So we had 4, 8, 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. So up there. So, 43 minus 6 is 37 Seven. Plus 1, 38 episodes. We had 38 episodes between January and September. So I thought we probably covered that one.
That one's good. Check.
We were good on that one. Yeah. We're not a foreign podcast. We're done in the United States. So we got that marked.
Okay.
Eligibility does not depend on languages used. You know, non-English speaking languages are released in the United States are eligible, but that's not us. So in order to meet the best criteria, we have to have audience reach and engagement. Now, that might get a little shaky for us. We also have to have financial metrics, which would also be a little shaky for us.
Well, do they tell you minimum reach?
They don't say. It's just retention and growth and audience size and some fancy words where they don't say something.
And there's sometimes, but there's some tricks sometimes
called Luminate, which decides the top 25 podcasts, and we would have to get in there. But the one thing that kind of stopped it for me, because I was like, well, you know, maybe we can figure this all out, is they try to set up as a convenience, a central place for all of the content to be, so the judges don't have to have a Spotify account and an iTunes account and a this account and a that account and whatever, right?
So do you have to submit all your episodes between January and September, or just you can pick them?
No, I think you submit them all, and they then pick and listen.
Then they'll go pick them.
Right. But there's a small administrative fee.
Well, all right. I mean, they got to rent the space.
Yeah.
So what do they want? Like $100?
A little more.
$250?
A little more.
The what, Ram? $100?
$5,000. Yeah. They want $5,000 as an administrator cost. I'm like, when can I be your administrator?
Yeah. I believe that the Happy Pole LLC will be happy to provide some services for you folks.
We will be happy not to give you any content, because dang it. You know, if the Golden Globe trophy was solid gold, we might be able to melt it down to recoup the cost. But that'd be about it.
If it was solid gold, we definitely melt it down.
Yeah, we've recouped. But it's probably brass.
Brats?
Brass.
Oh, okay. It's handed out by brats.
That could be.
Yeah, so we didn't win. And, you know, I'm thinking, 6 episodes in 6 months. Wow. That's really tough work, folks. Hope you didn't strain yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 431 for us. Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
The Golden Globe Trophy is made of a metal alloy core, a blend of brass, zinc, and bronze, and is coated with a layer of gold. The trophy weighs approximately 7.8 pounds.
Yeah, if that was pure gold, we'd be rich.
Yes, we would. Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to think, what's 7 pounds of gold worth? Hold on.
7 pounds
of... Yeah, we're talking about $326,000. Really?
$1 million.
Actually, $1,041,080.
What are you talking about?
7 pounds of pure 24 karat gold is worth $1,041,080 US.
Based off of what? What is the spot price that they used? What is the spot gold price that they used?
They're going $46.25 per troy ounce.
Yeah. Okay. So just
multiply that.
It's 4,600 per troy ounce, not 46,000.
I said 46.25 per troy ounce. Yeah. Well, right.
Yeah.
And it's 102 troy ounces in 7 pounds.
Yeah, I'm showing 45.82.50.
Okay.
Per ounce.
All right. So somewhere in the general vicinity of $1 million.
So 102 troy ounce times 46,000 something something is not 1 million.
Oh, you're right. It's 471,986.
Yeah. So I was like, what the heck?
I'll take it.
So this is interesting. So this is crazy. This is how bad AI is at math, right? The calculation details came out with 471,986, but the summary says 1,041,000.
Yeah. Were you using Gemini?
No, I just put Google for 7 pounds of gold worth. Yeah.
That's Gemini.
Yeah. So don't trust the math.
It lies.
Don't trust Gemini.
Well, hey, Gemini makes really good pictures, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying. Might not be good at math. You know what? If Gemini is artsy, it's not mathy. Okay.
It's just scaring me. Yeah. Pay to play, huh? For the award ceremony. That's It's a little disappointing.
It's not surprising, though, guys. Is it really? I mean, come on.
You suppose the Oscars?
When I tried to get us in before, we had to pay SAG-AFTRA dues just to get
included to be nominated into anything.
Really?
So okay. Yeah,
that kind of makes sense to me, that you have to have a union card.
But yeah, we didn't get one, did we?
No, because once again, the fees for all of us were more than that.
Yeah, that's insane. So are we like,
and then
are
you listen like to one episode
of the thing?
We need a pirate radio award ceremony. Then we
can. That's what we need.
What would the prize be?
Me, I am the captain.
Okay.
Wrong kind of pirate, right?
Okay, so we'll be setting up the podcast Leering Center.
Look, we circled back to Minnesota. What a great show.
It's very cold up there. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why folks who normally live in an environment which is much warmer have all gone to a place that is so cold. And apparently it's because they can warm themselves by burning my money.
I think Garrison Keillor said that the original settlers that were from Norway, mostly Norwegian bachelor farmers, is yes. What he used to say. Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, when they were trucking across the country, it was brutal and harsh and tiring. And when they got there, they found a place that was just as cold and desolate as the one they left. Mm-hmm. And they went, yeah, sure, this'll do.
Yeah, but okay, so please explain why folks who come from much warmer climes would you know, gravitate to the icy, cold as death tendrils that is Minnesota. And I can only think it's big for the money.
When I was asking, you know, the Siberian Express why she was complaining,
mm-hmm.
It said, I can't stand it. It's 50 degrees. But I said, you come from a place where 50 degrees is warm. And she says, but I have integrated into American culture. So now I want the heat.
I love your wife's attitude. That's awesome.
Exactly.
That was more hint that go turn up the AC just because you're wearing a jacket. I wasn't. That's what it really was.
Well, I just got my gas bill. Ooh. So much for the Eye of Sauron being a smart meter.
Oh, that good, huh?
Oof.
Yeah. So the professional had stated that all the real estate taxes had gone up. And I know that you had made comments, but you did not state whether you got this infamous letter or not.
What, my real estate tax? It went up this year.
Mine went up. Always goes up.
I asked. It's funny. I have 3 years in Texas and 3 years of it not changing.
No, my house value is actually slightly down from last year. It still went up.
That is impressive.
Because they just changed the math, that's all. Yeah, I broke the 10,000 mark this year. It's quite the holiday.
So, I am 15 bucks per square foot. And then I said, it has been written, so it shall be done.
And is that a square foot of house or square foot of property?
House. They do not count. They don't count property.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you're glad given right to have that land, son.
Mm.
This is why. Like, and it's only your living
like song. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost have took the last train for the coast. They ain't in Maryland.
Well, that's true.
This is why it is only your living domicile, which is why people will have, single wide houses, hewn barns, and other things that they can do things in, and, you know, pay something like $250 in property tax.
Wow.
But have like 800 acres.
Well, yeah, of course.
So I have a bigger house than I had in Maryland. I have more property than I had in Maryland. And my property tax bill is half of what it was in Maryland. So I cannot complain. I shall not complain.
No, I wouldn't either. It's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure Mr. Browning knows the joy of not being in an extortion state, which apparently you guys are still thriving in.
Yeah, well, you know, there is hope for the future. Our president, peace be upon him.
Bro, really? Don't even joke like that.
No, that's not
our anyone added. The one and only Orange Man badass.
The only one who gets peace be upon him is the mayor of New York, Comrade Mondami, peace be upon him.
Well, Trump is working on banning institutional investors from buying single homes. The idea being that, you know, that's what's jacking the price up and that's what's pricing a lot of people out of homes. And I'm like, I can only hope that if that kind of thing works, that maybe, you know, although I'm eventually going to want to sell my house, if housing prices go down and people can buy houses, I have enough equity that I can afford to sell at a lower amount and still make money on this house. You know, I have no need to be greedy, but I do want to be able to sell the darn thing, you know? And right now, you know, people under the age of 40 can't buy my house. I'm sad, you know.
This is true. Two, one thing that you have to know, at least about real estate,
mm-hmm.
that's not going to change anything. The best chance that you have is the folks from New York get so distraught with how their city is being destroyed that they come to another blue spot, and then they're like, oh, this is perfect.
And they come with their New York dollars? I can spend New York dollars somewhere. Sure. Sure. I like this idea.
Yeah.
Come buy my house. And I
thought you would.
BY, not just BY.
So this is what's going on, because you know, there are folks in Maryland who continually got death threats and they are no longer in Maryland.
Oh yeah.
There are other podcasters that have moved to Florida after being shot at. So
in Maryland?
Yeah.
Who was shot at?
The Crown Beanie Captain. Being Tim Pool.
He was I didn't know he was in Maryland.
Yeah, he was in the Cumberland area.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
He was even in the nice part of Maryland, where you would not expect that to happen.
Right. Well, that was the whole thing, because he was in the mountains. And so he said, if we're not safe here, then we are not safe.
Off to Texas he went.
Florida.
Florida. He's only in Florida. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'd been Florida.
He should go to Texas.
He's been to Texas. He said he couldn't deal with it.
Oh. Okay.
Well, he has a wife and a kid now, so still, it's just as nice there. I don't know where in Florida, because he's like, I ain't disclosing stuff anymore.
I don't believe him. Yeah, really.
And the community that he's around,
mm-hmm.
everyone is one armed and two, well versed in spotting things that don't belong. So he was like, I feel safer already, because, you know, his studio and everything were in Maryland, but he technically lived in West Virginia, which is the imaginary line across like 301 or whatever that thing for the
right
river is. Yeah. So it didn't matter. His internet has improved and all the other things. It's just all this stuff is amazing. So, and the other thing that's amazing is that the folks who run his show and do all that kind of stuff, they all moved with him. I guess,
oh, that's
an association. They are
a cult.
Threatened.
Well, yeah, you're threatened by association, right?
Yeah, it's It's weird. I don't know if he sold the stuff or he's just there until the Orange administration, which seems to be targeting everyone who has Marxist, Leninist, Communist as an ideology. Just like, I'm going to get you guys. I don't know if you saw that the Shah of Iran was speaking Russian on Twitter today.
Wait a second. The Shah... Okay. Well, I know Pahlavi has passed away. You're talking like one of his descendants?
Yeah, the son, the crown prince.
No, it wasn't that person. It was someone in Khomeini's... I don't know if he was self-proclaimed, but it was Khomeini's group. So maybe it wasn't the Shah. It was in Khomeini's group.
Somebody in Khomeini's group was doing what? Again?
Speaking Russian on Twitter, saying the USA can't touch us.
Because we're already in Russia? I heard that's his exit plan.
It is his exit plan. Yeah. Two, I think what the Orange Man is doing is showing there's no place on this planet that you can hide. start looking off world for hiding.
There you go.
Did you gentlemen see the pictures of what happened and what the scale of the assault on Maduro was?
No.
I know, it was 88 minutes.
So, my friends that are all in the conspiracy group, were showing
good people of the earth.
Indeed.
All of the alien sightings and stuff that was happening in New Jersey and all that mm-hmm. in 2025, mm-hmm. apparently those were the test runs.
Oh, no.
It was a drone swarm that kicked everything off.
Wow.
And the drone swarm was able to take out all the power, deploy the unknown entity, which caused their eyes and ears to bleed, making them not only disoriented, but once it stopped, they could no longer tell friend from foe, so they just scattered.
Oh, no.
Is this the sonic weapon that makes them poop themselves, too? Because that's a heck of a thing.
No, they did not explain. The people who showed pictures just showed purple triangles in the air, which were scaring people that were far away. Mm-hmm. They said that there were four helicopters, 20, and they didn't even say men. They said 20 things that rappelled down. And they said these things had weapons that we could not defend against. It's actually in
anybody talk to Boston Dynamics lately?
It was in the Venezuelan newspaper because the key quote was, if you're thinking about opposing America, don't. You do not want to be on the other side of this. They can't be stopped. And he was directing that towards Mexico, Colombia, and Cuba.
There have been some phone calls. Yeah.
Do we really want Mexico?
Yes.
Why? Because, what do they got that we want?
They are run by cartels, and they are a direct line of drugs into the country. If you stop that there, it doesn't make it into the mainland.
Right. It's also not that we want them. We want them to stop.
Yes. So,
fair enough.
Colombia has their cocaine. Mexico has the cartels. Cuba has... communism. Greenland apparently is destitute, and
and it's strategic. Greenland has location, location, and location.
So the congressman in Florida, I think, just drafted a bill stating Greenland 51st state. Dutch, come and try and stop us, and. And then Iran got their final warning, which is where they decide they would reply in Russian. And it was GPT translated Russian because even I don't speak that bad.
Oh, you know, I did the math. You can actually make a relatively square set of stars out of 51.
I'm starting to get a little worried about Greenland. You know, they already speak the language. They love us there. And this will be our last territorial demand.
Well, the indigenous population of Greenland apparently is very much in favor, yeah, because they've been relatively screwed by Denmark.
Yes, it's happening. Okay,
do they want to become a state, or do they want to be like Puerto Rico, a protectorate?
I don't think it matters. They want to get rid
of the Denmarkians.
It would matter to me if I was there. I'd like to be my own country. Thank you.
Why? It's not your own people. You were transplanted there.
There's not a lot of people there.
Well, the Aleutian, aren't there Aleutian Islanders there? Isn't that the native population?
I can't tell you. I know.
I don't know either.
To be honest with you, I think I'd done the math on this. If we just gathered up all the money from the Minnesota fraud, we could probably give $1 million to each person in Greenland.
No, it came out to more.
It's even better.
So
that it really would be Greenland.
Ooh, but
they were estimating, if you take away all the daycare fraud that is apparently happening in the Medicare/Medicaid system, it would be $160 billion. And at 57,000 people on an island, you can give them all $1 million, yeah, and have plenty left
over. And then make a profit.
Yes. So he can literally buy the votes. Literally. This is the Democrat dream, but it's not them doing it. So that's not evil.
Sure.
So it's bad.
Hey, look, you know it. And what has to happen is Congress has to pass a bill, and then the president needs to sign it. And then we go, and maybe there's a show of force in Denmark and just like, hey, this is ours. And, you know, too bad, so sad kind of deal. Because what is
Green so sad?
Do they only have control because of the Vikings?
No, there was some deal a long time ago,
and that is the reason why Denmark specifically, because wasn't Norway the like hotbed for Vikings?
I thought so, but I couldn't think of any other reason Denmark would be there. Not like I looked it up, right?
No.
Yeah, because Iceland is the happening place, and no one's saying anything about that. But, you know, the manifest destiny, we may just be moving out there and be like, this is ours and this is ours. Nova Scotia's, you know, Canada, y'all have been rowdy. Let's take care of this while we're at it. In fact, we're just going to call this the Americas. And we run from top to bottom everything on this side of the hemisphere.
Yeah, they colonized it in the 18th century, continuing their claim after Norway separated.
Yeah, see, that makes sense, because Norway should have...
Greenland have home rule since 79 and self-governance since 2009, but Denmark retains control over defense, foreign policy, and currency. I'm like, well, if you don't have your own money, you're not a country, so...
So there it is.
Europe.
This is man.
Good point.
Part two.
I missed the Frank in the... Lira and the Deutschmark.
Deutschmark, yeah. And the Kroner, wasn't that what?
That is still a thing.
Oh, okay.
Because I trade in Kroner.
I trade in Corona.
I was going to say, I know what a Corona is, but.
But it's Swiss, and they didn't join the EU.
How many Coronas can you get for the Kroner?
I don't know.
Okay. Probably quite a few. It's expensive in Switzerland.
Well, it's a long drive.
Yeah. Hard to hit the you got to keep your windows rolled up across the Atlantic.
Exactly. You know, because water and all.
Maybe if we got one of those car boats that they used to have in the 50s and 60s.
We don't need it because flying cars are here.
Really?
Yes.
Why wasn't I told?
Will they make it across the Atlantic?
They will not. They only have 300 miles of range.
Well, that's going to be a little bit inconvenient then, don't you think?
That will make it slightly more difficult, yes. Especially, and if they're carrying all the Corona, then it won't even have that long to fly.
Well, we can drink that as we go.
That will lighten the load. After a while.
After.
Yeah, well, you are allowed to drink them, though.
That is not a plus. Tell you right now. But because it's bad enough you drink on a car that only has two dimensions to work with. Now let's throw that third one in there and get you sloshed. Awesome.
That is not going to end well. I'm just saying.
Hey, it'll be just fine.
The reason why it'll be just fine is because these cars do not have manual control.
So it's good.
It's a taxi cab, basically.
Yeah, it's one that you own. You say,
is it going to be run by the same people? Do all those automated cars?
You mean the Waymo people?
Yeah. I don't think they should be allowed. I'm just going to say.
It's China.
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 So it's not bad. They already have it going.
Can I tell you right now, I thought the Cybertruck was ugly. This is flying ugly. This is fugly.
Well, they did it. It's successful.
I don't know. It's okay with the wrap on it there. It's not too bad.
It's the same shape as
the Cybertruck, which before the show you told me was one of the ugliest cars you've ever seen.
It's the ugliest car I've ever seen. It even beats the Pacer.
I like the Pacer. This is a Supra.
This is a Supra with giant propellers.
Yeah, it's 140K.
Wow.
And it like the Jetsons, it gets you above the Chinese smog so that you can go where you. But yeah, so that's what's going on. They've already started it. And we're
that car right there. That's the one you like.
Absolutely. My uncle had one of those cars. I have lots of memories of my uncle.
All right, I'm not gonna best you on that one then. I'm just gonna be quiet.
Thank you. It's okay. Everybody has their own tastes. But for me, I hope we take Greenland in the next week, because then we'll have something to talk about next week.
Boy, that we may have a special event next week.
Really?
Yes, we have discussed this.
Yes, we have.
You're right. Okay. It's been a long day.
A special episode.
Special episode. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
But that's next week, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we thank you once again for your time and attention. We're a little sad about not winning the Globe and Globes or whatever they are, because we're too cheap to give them $5,000. Better luck next year. Maybe there'll be a whole new awards ceremony just for us. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be awesome. Before we go, please, he spent a lot of time on these. He's put a lot of effort into them. A word from our sponsors.
Well, Crutch, your wish is my command. Tonight's episode brought to you in part by The Golden Podcast, as run by Swimming with the Fish. It costs 10% of the Golden Globe fee to enter. Crutch faithfully reviews your submitted shows for content, humor, and racism. The chief checks for conspiracy and alien content and makes sure your material is godly. The goon makes sure your check is good. What a team. And the Oscars, if we ran them. Categories would change to things like Best Supporting Harridan, Leftmost Lunatic, Worst Man. I think Tim Walz gets the nod here. Well, you get the picture. No need for the self-indulgent Academy. We can do the judging ourselves. And Best state in the union? What are your votes? Florida? The king of Florida says yes. Interested in energy production? How about Venezuela? Security? Maybe Greenland. Crutch should probably not let the goon write these when he is in this kind of mood. Crutch suggests the best coffee-producing state will be Colombia because he likes their governor, Juan Valdez. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.